Thank you, Excellency, Chair Rapporteur. Once again, very warm welcome to Geneva, and congratulations on your re-election to steer the proceedings of the 10th session of the Open-Ended Intergovernmental Working Group. It shows how much confidence and aspiration attached to your role. Egypt fully supports the mandate of the Open-Ended Intergovernmental Working Group as established by Human Rights Resolution 26/9. Transnational corporations and other business enterprises contribute to investment and socio-economic development, and we strongly believe that the elaboration of a legally binding instrument to regulate their activities will certainly strengthen the principles of universality, interdependence, indivisibility of human rights, as well as the principle of non-discrimination and access to adequate and effective remedies for victims. The instrument will better enable us to achieve sustainable development while upholding fundamental human rights and respecting international human rights law, and shall strike a balance between the private interest of corporations and the public interest, allowing for equitable and inclusive development. It's clear that in spite of the importance of the United Nations guiding principles on business and human rights, it's no longer sufficient to rely on voluntarily soft law instruments that are not enforceable to regulate the activities of corporations. And with respect to the scope, and as addressed by various speakers before me, we reiterate that our well-considered concerns highlighted in previous session, we believe the text should remain faithful to the mandate established by Resolution 26/9 and be limited to the and will limit the legally binding instrument to the activities of transnational corporations and other business enterprises, and shouldn't be extended to local small and medium-sized enterprises. Given the importance Egypt attaches to the Open-Ended Intergovernmental Working Group and its fundamental commitment and support to the state-led process in developing the legally binding instrument, seeking and reaching a consensus, we wish to reiterate that the intersessional consultations shall not alter the nature of this state-led process, nor be considered as an official negotiations, rather a complementary pathway that helps delegates and experts to better understand the opposite points of view. Thank you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur.